with record-breaking enrollment.
And here we go. We're back at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Brandon Tadman, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, as we bring you a heavyweight showdown here for the trip to the Class Girls 3A state championship game on the line. Number one and number two in the KBCA rankings. Number one and number five in the seeding here in this tournament. Silver Lake in Hayden coming up here in about 12 minutes or so, maybe closer to 15, but regardless, this is going to be a lot of fun here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Our pregame is underway and brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. It's number one and number two. Trip to the state title game is on the line, and our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergsten from Bergsten Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Number one, Silver Lake went away from a trip to the state title game. The last two seasons, the Eagles have been in this game, and both times they have been doused out by the defending champs, now two-time defending champs in the Goodland Cowgirls. But fortunate for Silver Lake, Goodland is on the other side of the bracket. Again, Brandon Tadman here, Seth Tollefson getting set for Silver Lake and Topeka Hayden. One of two semifinal games here in the girls Class 3A state basketball tournament in Hutchinson. Again, the other game tonight, Goodland and Heston, with the two winners meeting tomorrow night at 6:15 for the state championship. The two losers of the semifinals will play at 2 o'clock in the consolation final. Well, let's get you caught up on both these teams and how they fared in their opening round games yesterday. And we'll start with number one, Silver Lake. They've been dominant all year. They have been clearly the number one team all season long. 24-0, they had no problem dispatching the 8th seed in the Haven Wildcats. 75-38 was that final score. They led 24-5 at the end of the first quarter. They went on a 17-1 run in the span of about 4 minutes in that quarter. They blew it open at 41-13 at the half, led by 30 at the end of three, going on to win again 75-38. Again, there is only been four opponents out of now 24 games this year that have hung with inside 20 points against this Eagle squad. The Wildcats of Haven unable to do that. They were solid in all aspects, defensively as well as offensively. They hit 31 of 63 shots total, 49% clip. They hit 8 threes at a 36% clip. Didn't shoot much from the free throw line, but 5 of 10, mid 50% clip there again at the line for the Eagles. Again, they got 18 points apiece from Mackenzie McDaniel and McKinley Kruger, both doing it in different ways. Mackenzie, of course, doing it in the inside, 9 of 14 from the floor. She also added 9 rebounds in that ball game. And then McKinley Kruger had her 18 points all from behind the arc. She hit 6 to 12 threes in that game. And then a solid outing from Kaylin Haney, the sophomore sensational guard. 12 points, 8 assists, 5 steals, adding 2 rebounds, and no turnovers. She hit 6 of her 8 shots in the ball game. Some of the other notes in that game for Silver Lake: 15-0 advantage in points off turnovers. Dominated points in the paint at 46-24. Also dominant in fast break points, 16-2 advantage in that aspect. Again, Eagles all over Haven yesterday afternoon. The final score there, 75-38. Now for the Haven Wildcats, of course, we saw them last week as they won the Royal Valley Substate. They got monster wins in all three of their substate games, beating Bishop Ward in the first round, 84-12. They beat ACCHS in the semifinals, 57-10. And then Jefferson West, 69-31 in that championship game. It was just a phenomenal run in that Royal Valley Substate for the Wildcats of Haden. They are 20-4 on the year. They finished second place in the Centennial League behind only Emporia. And they looked great in their game yesterday, beating Heritage Christian in the 4-5 matchup, 48-33. Defensively, right on their points per game allowed at just over 33 a game. They hold Heritage Christian to 33 points. The star for the Wildcats yesterday was the 6-foot junior post, Amelia Ramsey. She is a Highland Park transfer. Went over to Haden midseason, and she had a monster double-double of 20 points and 14 rebounds to lead the way for Haden in that win. Top seed and number one ranked Silver Lake against 5-seed and number two ranked Haden. Trip to the state championship game is on the line. We'll step aside for another timeout, come back with some more pregame, get you set for the starting lineup and the tip-off. Again, it's a heavyweight showdown here in the Class 3A semifinals, and we got more after this here on KNZA.
Most small towns don't have a local dentist, but Silver Lake, Kansas does. Mitchell Dental, your local dentist, gives you all the benefits of a big city dental office with the charm and intimacy of the small town. Our dental team provides top-tier oral care from cleanings to crowns and much more. And soon, Dr. Mitchell and Dr. Weber will be joined by our new doctor, Dr. Kendall. For those of you in Topeka, Kansas, don't worry. We're also your local dentist with a beautiful location near 29th and Wanamaker. Mitchell Dentist, devoted to excellence, devoted to you.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Denison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
KNZA.
Getting closer and closer to the tip-off here between Silver Lake and Haden. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollison, again, our studio producer, helping out. And a shout-out to the Riverside girls for winning their semifinal game earlier today against Valley Heights. So the Cyclones for a second consecutive season in the 2A state title game. Valley Heights will play in that consolation final tomorrow. We do got some other local teams still vying for spots in state championships today across our networks. Of course, you have the likes of the Centralia and Frankfort girls, both still alive at 181 over there in Colby. Those two could eventually, or could essentially see each other in a title game if they both win, could see each other in a consolation final if they both were to fall. So nonetheless, an opportunity for an all-Twin Valley League girls 1A D1 title if Centralia and Frankfort can move on. Axel Boys still alive in 1A D2. They're trying to improve on their fourth place finish from a year ago. They're looking to get through Lebo here today and move on to a potential state championship out in Great Bend. Atchison Boys still alive in Class 4A as well. Care 93-7 carrying that action for the Phoenix. They have a tough draw tonight. They got the late game against Hugoton. So, again, a good one there. Two very good teams in Class 4A, the Atchison Phoenix, trying to get to a state title game as well. So, again, shout-out all of our area teams, all of our area broadcasters who have made the trips, their respective locations. Of course, we're out here in Hutchinson, Hutchinson Sports Arena, as it is Topeka Hayden and the Silver Lake Lady Eagles vying for a spot in the state championship, trying to punch a ticket. And then Goodland and Heston will be the late game tonight, the other semifinal here in Class 3A. Goodland, they have won the last two state championships. Silver Lake looking for their first title since 2016. This is also the third straight trip to the Final Four for Silver Lake. Hayden, on the other hand, they have four state titles in school history, but it's been 20 years since the Wildcats have won a state championship. It was last in 2004. So it's the Hayden Lady Wildcats. It's the Silver Lake Lady Eagles, number one and number two in the KBCA rankings, number one and number five in the seedings here in this tournament. And let's get you set as we are inching closer to the tip time. Let's get you the starting lineups for both of these teams. Let's start with the road team in the all-blue uniforms. That'll be the Hayden Wildcats under head coach Carville Reynoldson. They have 20 wins and four losses on the year. Again, a big win yesterday over Heritage Christian in the first round, 48-33. They will go like this. Avery Grunertz is a 5'6 senior. She was part of the state championship golf team back in the fall for the Wildcats, but a very solid three-point shooter as well. Amelia Ramsey, as we mentioned, she had the big game yesterday against Heritage Christian, 20 points and 14 rebounds. She is a 6-foot junior. Norma Greco, a 5'6 junior guard, 8 points and 3 steals a game. Then you also have Briley Meyer, a 6-foot junior at 13 points and 7 rebounds a game. And then Lauren Sandstrom, a 6-foot senior who had a monster game against Jeff West in the sub-state championship, 27 points and 10 rebounds in that game. She comes into this tournament averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds per game. So again, for Hayden, the number 5 seed and number 2 ranked team in the state, they will go with Grunert, Sandstrom, Ramsey, Meyer, and Greco. For Kyle Porter, the head coach for Silver Lake in year number 4, the Eagles will go with the same starting 5 as they did in their big win yesterday against Haven. Again, that final 75-38. It'll be Kalen Haney, the sophomore point guard at 5'7", again 12 points, 8 assists yesterday, averaging nearly 11 points and 6 assists on the season. Kaylee Dider's a 5'8 senior at nearly 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. She had 9-7 yesterday along with 4 assists and a block shot. Cabrin Kruger, a 5'7 senior. She had 5 points and 7 rebounds in the game yesterday against Haven. And then joined by her cousin McKinley Kruger, a 5'6 senior. Sensational day yesterday with 18 points and 6 triples. And then the Emporia State commit, Mackenzie McDaniel, a 6'1 senior at 20 points and nearly 10 rebounds a game. Close to those numbers, she had 18 points and 9 rebounds. She had 12 of those 18 points in the second half against Haven. She also had 3 block shots. She was very efficient from the floor, hitting 9 of her 14 shot attempts. So again, for Silver Lake, 24-0, number one in the state, winning by an average of 32.5 points per game. Same starting 5, Haney, Dider, McDaniel, and then Cabrin and McKinley Kruger. Again, our pregame's been brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. Record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Visit them online at kwu.edu. Well, I've had multiple people come up to me as we were getting set up and ready to go for this broadcast, how jealous they were that we had a chance to broadcast this heavyweight showdown Again, the number two and number one ranked teams in the state according to the KBCA, and they meet here in the semifinals of the state tournament. Again, by far and away, you could argue the two best teams. Silver Lake, no doubt, but Hayden, again, they do have four losses, but they play a more difficult schedule than arguably any other team in the classification as they finish second place behind Emporia in a very tough Centennial League. Randy Tammet, Seth Tollison getting set for the opening tip. The Eagles in the all-white home uniforms, Road Blues for the Hayden Wildcats. So Silver Lake played the Haven Wildcats yesterday in the first round. They get the Hayden Wildcats here in the semifinals. Again, excited to bring this one to you here on KNDA. Thanks to Seth doing all the hard work back in our studios. As we get set to jump this one up, it'll be Sandstrom jumping for Hayden. It'll be McDaniel jumping for Silver Lake. Let's rock and roll, folks. Thanks for hanging with us here today. Winner moves on to a state championship tomorrow night at 6:15. The loser will play in the consolation final at 2 o'clock. The tip is up, and the Road Dogs of Hayden have the opening possession. They go from right to left here in this first half. Here is Greco, the point guard, guarded by Haney. Good matchup there in the backcourt. Dribbles right, hands it off on the wing. Now Ramsey up top. Straightaway deep three is good. A deep three. Amelia Ramsey gets Hayden on the board first. A 3-0 advantage 22 seconds in. Monster night for her yesterday. 20 points and 14 rebounds against Heritage Christian. And now Haney dribbling in. McDaniel underneath and got it up to go. Easy assist for Haney. And McDaniel comes back with a strong two. And Hayden's lead 3-2 at 7:20 to go in the first quarter. They go inside. Sandstrom shot up, rejected by Kaybryn Kruger. Gets it up to her cousin McKinley quickly. 1-on-2 disadvantage, and she sees it, and they'll reset 5-on-5. Here is Kaybryn, right side on the wing, curls in the lane, shot up, but a foul. We'll get Sandstrom here. It looked pretty clean, but Sandstrom falls to the body there, and it's the first foul of the game. That puts Kaybryn Kruger, 5'7 senior, at the line for two. And the first on the way, first good, and we're tied at three. Kaybryn, 5 points, 7 rebounds in the game against Haven yesterday. She also had a couple assists. She's a 59% free throw shooter, knocks down both. Silver Lake has their first lead at 4-3, not quite a minute into this first quarter. Here's Greco, guarded by Haney in the full court, gets it across that midcourt stripe, and knocked away by Haney, nearly got a steal, and gets it into the backcourt near turnover, but Greco gets it back. They go to Ramsey here at the free throw line. Good matchup with McDaniel. Here's a three from the right corner. Might have been partially blocked. It's tipped out of bounds, but last touched by Dider underneath. So Hayden will keep the possession. A 6:44 time left on the clock here. 6:44 left, I should say it like that. Right now it's Hayden with the ball, trailing Silver Lake 4-3. Here is Meyer at a good sub-state tournament. They go inside Ramsey using some muscle, blocked by McDaniel inside. Good defense underneath. Another rebound for Kaybryn Kruger. And here comes Haney up the floor with Silver Lake leading 4-3. They get it to Dider at the elbow, looking for a backdoor cut underneath. Way up, no good. McKinley Kruger nearly had an and one, just short off the window there. And she will shoot two at the line. Second foul against the Wildcats. This one against Brunert, and that's her first. And the free throw by McKinley Kruger is up and good. And a 5-3 Silver Lake lead. Six threes and 18 points against Haven yesterday. And she's on the board with a couple of free throws here. Two for her. 6-3 Silver Lake double up at 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Greco into the front court. Angles right. Nearly knocked out of bounds. And it's last touch by Brunert. And great defense by McKinley Kruger, forcing a turnover. Strong student section for Silver Lake in this one to my left. They showed out yesterday, showing out once again here in the semifinal. Here's Haney around a screen, kicks it right. Kruger, a deep one. That's Kaybryn misfiring. And a rebound for Greco and the Wildcats. Here's Greco into the front court, waist side dribbling with the right hand. Gruner now right side on the wing. They go inside to Ramsey. Shot up, nearly got it to go, but McDaniel the foul. And Ramsey will shoot two. This is the matchup to watch, folks. Amelia Ramsey and Mackenzie McDaniel inside. Ramsey hits the first bucket of the game, a straightaway three, and she's got all four after hitting the first free throw here for the Wildcats. Makes it 6-4. Chance to get the Wildcats within one. And she does. Good form at the line there. And she's got all five for the Wildcats. Silver Lake, 6. Hayden, 5. 5:45 left first quarter. Goodland and Heston will play later tonight in the other semifinal. There's a offensive foul. Dider called for an illegal screen at the point. And a turnover by the Eagles in the first foul against Dider. This Wildcats team averaging over 56 points per game. They give up just under 34, so they have been dominant this season as well. Not quite the dominance of Silver Lake statistically, as Sandstrom missed a pull-up, and Amelia Ramsey grabs the rebound, dumps it down to Meyer, who lays it in for two, untouched. And Hayden takes the lead back at 7-6 off the nice pass from Ramsey. And Meyer with the easy finish. And Kyle Porter wants to take an early timeout. It'll be a 30. 5:14 to go. First quarter, 7-6. Number one and number two in the state here in the 3A semifinals. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, that might have been the quickest 30-second timeout in the history of basketball. Motions were made by both the coaches and the players, but now that I see it, looks like it's an injury timeout. They got Dider off the floor. Now she's getting looked at. Appears to be a left ankle injury. We'll keep tabs on that. But here's Haney back into the front court, throwing a pass to Worley, who is checked in for the first time. Here's McKinley. Kruger here, right side on the wing, gets to the elbow, kicks it left to Cabron. Cabron curls in the lane, threw some contact, throws up a wild shot, no, gets her own rebound. Second chance, no, and she is fouled. And that extra effort earning another trip to the free throw line. Third foul against the Wildcats, and this one against Gruner, her second. Cabron Kruger at the line, spins it in there. And Silver Lake here in the first quarter, 5-for-5 at the line. Here is Reagan Hoosier, who is checking in for sub for the Wildcats, replacing again Grunert with the two fouls. And Cabron Kruger goes 2-for-2, and she's 4-for-4 in the quarter at the stripe. And Silver Lake retakes the lead back 8-7 at 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Good trap in the corner, and Hoosier nearly had it taken away, but here's Greco inside. Her shot short. Had a good look. And McDaniel the rebound. Here's Haney pushing. 3-on-2 break. Cabron over the top. Shot rejected by Meyer. And Sandstrom now pushing for the Wildcats. 3-on-2 break. Numbers. She'll pull it. And short on the shot. Ramsey there puts it up and in. Clean offensive rebound for Amelia Ramsey. And Ramsey has 7. 9-8. We're back and forth here. Multiple lead changes here as we come up on the halfway mark of the first quarter. Expected this one to be absolutely dynamite here today. Although the dominance for Silver Lake has been incredible, they have not played a team like Hayden yet this season. Here's Cabron Kruger dribbling, gets in the paint, and she shuffled the feet on the back step there and is called for a travel. Ella Boland, the 5'11 junior, in for Kyle Porter and Silver Lake. Just past the halfway point of the first quarter. Hayden getting the ball back after a turnover. They have a 9-8 lead here on Silver Lake. Eagles bounced in this game the last two seasons, both by Goodland. And Goodland in the other side of the bracket, the two-time defending state champs, going for a three-peat here. Here's Meyer, a three, hits the front rim, tipped around, and then chased down here by Boland. Good hustle at the near side corner to get that one down for the Eagles. Silver Lake trying to retake the lead. They're down one. McKinley Kruger drives, spins out of there. Boy, it was halfway down and out. Last touch by McDaniel on the rebound attempt. And that was very, very close from dropping through. But Hayden gets a break there. And they'll get the ball back with a one-point lead at 3:25 to go. 9-8 on the scoreboard. Here's Greco over the top pass. as Kalia Fulton is also checked into the game for the Wildcats. Here's Ramsey at the free throw line. Looks left. They get it to Hoosier in the corner for three. It's an air ball. Tipped up in the air. Meyer, right place, right time. Might as well have been an assist. And Meyer's on the board with another bucket. She's got four. And it's 11-8. Largest lead for the Wildcats at three. Speaking of three, just under 3 minutes to go in this quarter. Here's Haney, a drive, kicks it to Worley, left corner three for the tie. It's off the heel and chasing it down. Good rebound there. Through traffic is Hoosier, and the Wildcats here with a three-point advantage, and the ball right back at 2:45 left in the frame. Bolin guarding Fulton here. High left. They get it to Hoosier in the corner. Up top it goes to Greco. Right now 2-3 zone by the Eagles defensively. Here's Greco, deep three, not afraid to pull it. Hits high off the heel and then hits the shot clock, and it'll go back to Silver Lake. Cabrin Kruger and also Kaylee Dider. Good to see Dider back into the game after getting that left ankle looked at. Well, the Eagles get it back with a couple subs back in at 2:27 to go in the quarter. They trail Hayden 11-8. Hayden looking for their first state title since 2004. Silver Lake, first time, or looking for it for the first time since 2016. And we get a foul on the perimeter as Haney was working from the point to the right wing. And they get Greco there with a little hand check. And that is the fourth team foul against the Wildcats for the final 2:14 of the frame. Silver Lake in the bonus. Here is Haney getting the inbounds pass near midcourt, guarded by Greco. Good point guard battle there between those two. Here's McKinley Kruger, baseline drive, floater is short, tipped around a little bit. Hayden gathering the miss into the hands of Sandstrom. Still a three-point lead for the Wildcats, 11-8, under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Sandstrom at the free throw line, gets to the block, kicks it right. Now back out here to the left wing with Kalia Fulton. She'll curl into the lane, throws up a shot, no, and an offensive rebound is missed. Sandstrom, it might have slipped out of her hand. Should have been an easy two, but Haney gets the miss. Now she'll push the tempo, dumps it down, beautiful feed, and another easy layup here for McDaniel, and she's got four, and the lead trimmed to one at 11-10 at 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Boy, what a swing there. Sandstrom had an easy layup missed, and what would have given Silver Lake a five-point lead instead. Eagles came right back with a McDaniel deuce, and now it's a one-point game and a missed shot, and Haney into the front court here. Chance for the Eagles to retake the lead. Haney, little pull-up Jay. It's an air ball and a rebound for Meyer and Hayden. Final minutes here of the quarter. Sandstrom darting down, flips it up and in through McDaniel's contact. And Sandstrom with a nice bucket there. Her first tonight, 2 points for her. 13-10 with 50 seconds to go. Hayden with the lead. Here is Haney just inside the midcourt line. Picked it up prematurely. Gets it off to Cabrin Kruger. Skips it short corner left. This is Dider spinning on Meyer. Height advantage for Meyer. And a pass sails out of bounds. And a turnover by the Eagles. Giving it back to Hayden at 33 seconds left in the frame. Wildcats could hold for the final shot if they so choose. They have a three-point advantage at 13-10. Again, this is number one and number five in the seedings in this tournament field, but number one and number two in the KBCA ranks. These two have been top ranked for a good chunk of the season. McDaniel comes away with a steal off the inbound. Here's Cabrin Kruger, 15 seconds to go. Cousin McKinley driving, lost it out of bounds on the baseline. And it should be Eagles basketball. It appears to be so. So Silver Lake catching a break there. And just under 12 seconds left in the quarter. Silver Lake down three, and a chance to get something here towards the end of the frame. Over the top pass, McKinley Kruger, 10 seconds to work. Right side, Dider underneath, and throwing it inside to McDaniels, deflected out of bounds. As McDaniel had a good look inside, but good backside defense there. We'll get another sub in for Hayden. It'll be the sophomore, Reese Hoosier, who is into the game, replacing Fulton. Just 7 seconds left here. They try to dump it down. Tip by Ramsey and a steal. Here's Greco into the front court. 3 seconds. Gets into the paint. Throws it up. It's off the window. No, it was halfway down and out. And Greco's shot does not fall. But the Wildcats here, a good first quarter. And they lead top-ranked in number one Silver Lake 13-10 at the end of one. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
8-13-10 lead as we start the second quarter. Missed shot by McDaniel inside. It was a good look, could not finish. And Hayden avoids what would have been a Silver Lake easy bucket there. Still 13-10 as we are just underway in the second quarter. Hayden in the first quarter shot 5 of 18. Silver Lake, they struggled, just 2 of 9 from the floor. Right now it's a Hayden lead at 13-10. Wrapping it around inside. Ramsey an easy 2. Sandstrom the assist. And Ramsey with 9 first half points in the largest lead for the Wildcats at 15-10. Hayden came ready to play against the best team in the state, Silver Lake. Here's McKinley Kruger, right side, working on Sandstrom, driving in. Cousin Cabern now a 3. You better believe it. Cousin to Cousin action there. It's McKinley to Cabern, and Cabern with a hot first half. She's got 7. And a 2-point game, 15-13, 6:50 left in the half. And McKinley knocks it away and a steal. Here's Haney, 2-on-2 break. Haney herself ties it at 15. Left-handed layup off the right, banks it in with the left. Haney has her first 2 of the night, and just like that, a 5-0 spurt and a 15-15 tie. 6.5 minutes left in the half. Here's Ramsey at the elbow, facing on McDaniel, right side to Greco. Works it left, back to the top of the key, now crossing over to her right towards the wing. Now towards the corner, up top Ramsey, trying to get around McDaniel, can't do so. Now Greco again. Here's Fulton, who's back into the game on the wing. Had it knocked away by Haney. She goes behind the back, dribbles in. And they're going to call a jump ball. Not much possession there on either side, but the arrow pointing. And we'll keep it here with the Wildcats. 6:10 left, first half, a 15-15 tie between these top two ranked teams. They go inside Ramsey, working through contact. Great defense by Dider to stay straight up in the air. Eagles a chance to retake the lead. McDaniel gets it inside and a layup. McKinley Kruger with a beautiful one-handed pass. And Hayden's going to burn a timeout. McDaniel now with 6. And it's a 7-0 run for Silver Lake just like that in the last 2 minutes. And a 17-15 advantage for the Eagles at 5:58 to go in the half. Timeout again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Leading scorers here in the game so far for Silver Lake. They got 7 from Cabrin Kruger. She's already surpassed her total from yesterday. She's 4-for-4 at the line and has also hit a 3. Mackenzie McDaniel, she's got 6 as well for Silver Lake. 9 for Amelia Ramsey. She leads all scorers. And then 4 for Briley Meyer as the Wildcats allowing the Eagles on a 7-0 run here. Silver Lake has retaken the lead at 17-15. Haney a near steal on Fulton in the backcourt as we're back to it after the timeout. Here's Meyer, left side on the wing, holds it high, looking for a pass over the top, and it wasn't quite there. And a steal here for Silver Lake, and they get it back. Haney's pass a little short. Both teams turn it over here. Beautiful pass, Sandstrom up the floor, over Dider, layup good. Beautiful feed by Fulton, and Sandstrom now with 4, her second bucket of the half, and we're deadlocked at 17. Here's Haney, top of the key, dribbles in, kicks out, 3 on the way. It's an air ball, and Ramsey on the backside, an easy catch for the rebound. Knotted up at 17 apiece at 5:15 to go in this first half. 3A girls state semifinal. Here's Meyer in the corner. It's halfway down and out. And a rebound for Dider right underneath the bucket. Here's McKinley Kruger darting in from the left wing. Shot no. McDaniel the rebound. Her second attempt is blocked from behind. Good defense by Meyer. And Hayden clears it away. Officials letting them play. You gotta love to see it. In a game of this magnitude at the state tournament. Here's Fulton behind the back, working on Haney. Sidesteps into the paint, throws up a left-handed shot. No, another rebound for Dider off the bench. Both teams can't find it here in the last 60 seconds. And Greco nearly comes away with a steal. Fulton hits the floor, picks it up. Here's Meyer trying to beat everyone down the floor. Meyer up, no good, hacked and fouled. It was a hard foul by K. Brent Kruger. And I think Meyer's down and she's hurt. Might have hit her head on the way down. That was a hard foul by K. Brent Kruger. And we got an injury timeout here at 4:28 to go in the first half. A 17-17 tie. Number one, number two in the state. It's been a physical game, to say the least. And we'll step aside for a quick 30-second timeout. 17-17, injury on the floor. And we're back after this here on KNZA.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 private treaty bull sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It's been a great game so far here in the first half. 4:28 to go in the second. A 17-17 tie between Hayden and Silver Lake. And that pause there for an injury timeout. Good to see Riley Meyer up on her feet, walking towards the sidelines under her own power. Looked like she may have hit her head on that hard foul, and kind of looking at head coach Carville Reynoldson, maybe asking the officials potentially was it a flagrant foul. That's not the call, and Meyer's got to go to the locker room to get checked out. So that means Avery Gruner has come back in to shoot the free throws, and she hits the first. That's the first point in the half for Gruner, and the second on the way, good as well. So hopefully Meyer's okay. 2-for-2 trip there by Grunert. And Hayden back in front. 19-17 at 4:20 to go in this first half. Silver Lake into the front court here. Worley diving in. Good kick. McKinley Kruger, top of the key three. Missed it off the left rim. And a good box out and rebound there for Bella Reed, who's checked in. A 5'7 junior for the Wildcats. Halfway down, halfway to go. Quarter number two, 19-17. Hayden by two with the basketball. Here's Ramsey at the top of the key. Closed out by McDaniel. Right side to Grunert. Now Fulton, who's checked back in. Ramsey in the paint. Works right. Throws it up. Flips it in. Through the contact there. And Ramsey's got 11 first half points. And the lead at four now. 21-17. As Ramsey's dynamic first half continues here. Here's Worley. Right side on the wing for Silver Lake. Nice ball fake on Reed. Gets all the way in the paint. Flicks it right side, and Sandstrom nearly coming away with a steal. Now McDaniel deep in the post, and she missed a shot close by, but Dider gets the rebound and draws the foul. Boy, McDaniel has missed a couple of bunnies inside, and the frustration is there. But the foul is on Sandstrom, her second team, one of the half, or I should say the quarter. Reagan Hoosiers checked back into the game, taking the spot of Sandstrom, who's picked up again, a couple of fouls here in the first half. 21-17, the Hayden lead at under 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's McKinley Kruger. Throws one up. Diving in from the right elbow. Got it to go. McKinley Kruger now with four. That's her first field goal make, and it's 21-19. Hayden with the basketball. Up two. Here's Gruner towards the right wing. Skips it left here to Bella Reed. Reed up top to Fulton. Fulton working around the arc from right to left. Stops on the left wing, inside the arc. Now up top here to Hoosier. Right side it goes to Reed. Dribbles once towards the corner. Back to the wing it goes. Here's Fulton up top. Wants a screen, not using it. Trying to bounce one inside, and it's kicked off the leg by McDaniel, so it stops the clock at 2:48. And Hayden keeps as Cabron Krueger's back into the game for Silver Lake. This has been a dynamite first half between these two giants at 21-19. Hayden. They get it to Ramsey at the elbow. Thought about it. Instead, Gruner will fire and is fouled and banked in the three and a chance for a four-point play. Wow. A banked in three. There wasn't a ton of contact there, but just enough on the hand. And tying the largest lead of the half at 5 at 24-19. And Gruner now with 5 and a chance here at the four-point play. The foul is on McKinley Krueger, her first. A swing here if she can complete this four-point play. Off the heel, little strong, can't do so. But a five-point lead for Hayden at 24-19. Again, tying the largest lead of the half so far. Here's Haney working around Greco, dribbles in, kicks it back. Dider tries a deep one. This is nothing but net. And a big shot for Kaylee Dider. A huge three to get Silver Lake back to within two. It's 24-22 and under 2.5 to go with the half. Here's Greco pushing, driving, nearly taken away by Cabron Krueger. And Hoosier's going to kick it back to Greco here, curling around inside, throws one up, nearly got it to bank in. Ramsey an offensive rebound. Gruner tries again, left side miss off a three. And Dider another rebound. She is cleaning the glass for Silver Lake in the first half. Eagles back in the front court with Haney down two at 24-22. McDaniel inside trying to tie the game, can't do so. And Ramsey with good defense in the paint and gets the rebound. And gets it off to Greco. Silver Lake fans wanted a foul, did not get it there. And now Haney pokes it away from Greco. And they're going to get a foul on Haney here, reaching around from behind. Haney's first. And team foul number three. Riley Meyer is back on the floor for Hayden. Great to see after an injury scare a few minutes ago. Fulton has also checked back in for the Wildcats. Good one so far. It's been that way from the jump. 24-22. Hayden with the lead and the ball as we're under a minute 45 to go in this first half of play. Here's Maya, her first touchback in. Kicks it inside to Ramsey. Ramsey had it knocked away on a steal. Pinballing through multiple white jerseys. And now Haney walks it across the midcourt line for Silver Lake as they trail by two. Behind the back dribble, works left, backdoor shot up, good, and the foul! Ties the game at 24 apiece at 1:20 to go. Another assist for Haney and McKinley Krueger, a chance for a three-point play. The foul was on Reagan Hoosier, her first, and team foul number two. And Krueger gives Silver Lake the lead back. At 25-24, it's a 6-0 run here now for the Eagles to retake the lead. And now another tip pass and another steal. Eagles trying to push the tempo. McKinley, Cabron, layup good. Cabron now with 9, the assist from her cousin, and it's 27-24 Silver Lake as we've hit the final minutes of the first half. Here's Fulton right side to Meyer. See how Hayden wants to play the final 50 seconds. Here's Greco around a screen, quickly doubled. Here's Meyer up top. She'll try a three and bury a three. Meyer back in off the injury and a huge shot ties it deadlocked at 27-27. 33 seconds to go in the half. Couldn't have asked, Trey. More entertaining first half between these two. Here's McKinley Krueger, left side, bounced out to the perimeter. Now Haney, little step-in floater, off the heel, drops through. Haney with 4, and it's 29-27. Wildcats down 2. Here's 10 seconds to go. Greco into the front court, tip pass, and a steal. Defense trying to lead the offense again. 5 seconds. Here's Haney driving in, floater partially blocked, and that's going to take us to halftime. Haney wanted the foul, didn't get the call, but nonetheless, number one Silver Lake, down by as many as 5 on multiple occasions, has come back to retake the halftime lead. Silver Lake 29, Hayden 27. Our halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. A great one here between these two, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in depth after a quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KNZA.
Halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Brandon Tamman here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, and this one expected to be great, and through the first half, it has certainly been that way, as number one leads number two, according to the KBCA rank. It is Silver Lake 29, and Topeka Hayden 27. As we go through some of the numbers here in the first half, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Camilton, or any K-Tax services in Whiting with Jacob Ying and Courtney Brockoff. Well, it was a tale of two quarters offensively for Silver Lake. They were down by three at the end of one, and the Eagles shot just 2 of 9 from the floor in the first quarter. They turn around and make 8 of 16 shots, good for 50% in the second quarter. Also knocked down a couple of threes, so they get those numbers back up. Silver Lake in the first half, they hit 10 of 25 shots total, good for 40%. They hit 2 of 6 from three, and they were perfect at the line. They were 7 for 7. For Hayden, they were 10 of 28 in the first half shooting, good for nearly 36%. They were 3 of 9 from 3, and they hit 4 out of their 5 free throw attempts. Some of the other team numbers, points off turnovers, 7 to 6 in favor of Silver Lake. Points in the paint, 16 to 14 in favor of Silver Lake. Second chance points, 6 to 4 in favor of Hayden. And then fast break points, Silver Lake the advantage there, 8-6. Hayden's largest lead has been 5. Silver Lake's largest lead has been 3. Both teams have gone on 6-plus scoring runs. Silver Lake at one point in the second quarter had an 8-0 run. Hayden in the second quarter had their largest run as well, which was a 6-0 run. 7 lead changes. The game has been tied 6 times, and Hayden has led for nearly 10 minutes, while Silver Lake has only led for 3.5 minutes. But only matters at the end of the game, and right now, at least at halftime, Silver Lake has the lead at 29-27. Let's go to the individual totals in the first half. Let's start with Silver Lake, and they got 9 from K. Brent Kruger. Also had a couple of rebounds and a steal. They got seven from McKinley Kruger. She also had four assists and a couple of steals. 6 points from Mackenzie McDaniel. She also had four rebounds. Kaylin Haney had 4 points and four assists. 3 points as well for Kaylee Dider. Dider also had five rebounds, as the rebound totals favoring right now Hayden. It's close in that regard at 18-16. Silver Lake had nine assists on their 10 made shots. They had six turnovers, and they also had seven steals and a couple of blocked shots. Hayden was led in the first half by the Highland Park transfer, Amelia Ramsey. She had 11 points and five rebounds, a couple assists as well. They got seven from Briley Meyer. She also had a couple of blocked shots. They got five from Avery Grunert and 4 points from Lauren Sandstrom. Hayden had eight assists on their 10 made shots. They had seven turnovers and collected three steals. Our score at the break, Silver Lake 29 and Hayden 27. These two Giants battling for a trip to the state title game tomorrow night. It's a good one brewing and a good one expected the rest of the way. We'll take a final 3 minute timeout. We'll come back and get you set for the start of the second half. It's Silver Lake 29 and Hayden 27 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are the neighbors that want to help people succeed. My name is Zach Lancaster. I am a lender at the Farmer State Bank. We want to help be there for other people, and that shows in every interaction at the bank, from the tellers to the receptionist, all the way down to the people in the basement that do the stuff behind the scenes. Everybody is here to help the community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans, along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market, because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Getting ready to start the second half here. It's been a good one so far. Silver Lake leading Hayden 29-27. Trip to the state championship game is on the line. The other semifinal tonight, Goodland and Heston. Two winners will play at 6:15 tomorrow night for the 3A title. Two losers will play at 2 o'clock for the third place finish. Again, Seth Tollefson in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Always a good place to come out and cover state events. Hutchinson does it as good as anyone here in Kansas. Great crowds for both teams. Back and forth. We have gone between these two heavyweights, and we got another half to go as we get set. Starters for both sides. Eagles will have the opening possession of the second half. They go from right to left now, and here we go. Semifinal number one, and this bracket continues. Here's McDaniel, quick look inside, easy layup for two. Heavy emphasis to get it to McDaniel quickly, and she's got eight, and it's 31-27, Silver Lake. Here's Greco into the front court, far sideline. Ramsey at the free throw line, thought about a jumper, instead goes back to Greco. She'll take, throws one up, no. It was a little bit short in a rebound. Here's Haney pushing, left side pass, McKinley Kruger, deep three. This is a little bit strong, but it's Cabrin grabbing the rebound and gets it off to Deiter, and now another pass tipped out. It's last touch by Kruger, and it's a turnover. Good defense. And display there by Gruner to kind of disrupt that pass and force the turnover. Silver Lake leading by four, early third quarter at 31-27. Here's Meyer, left side on the wing, man-to-man defense here for the Eagle. Here's Gruner, inside, Sandstrom turning, gets past Deiter, instead kicks it back to Greco, now Ramsey, right back to Greco for three, in and out, no, and a rebound for Deiter. Deiter led the team in rebounds in the first half for Silver Lake, collects another one on the defensive end there. Just past a minute into this third period, 31-27, backdoor cut, McKinley Kruger had it knocked away, and good defense again by Grunert, and the Eagles keeping the possession underneath. Here's Cabrin to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Cabrin throws it in. Haney here on the elbow, fakes the little curl. Now Haney drives, throws it up, and one. Got it to go, and it's 33-27, and a chance for one more, and Haney now with six. Great start in the second half here for Silver Lake, their largest lead here of the game now at six, and a chance to get it to seven. Haney completes that three-point play, and a great start. She's got seven, and it's 34-27, largest lead of the game for either side. Hayden needs a bucket here to stop this Silver Lake momentum. Here's Gruner, Sandstrom up top. Right side pass to Meyer. Ramsey not doing much on the post. Now Greco with three, got it. And there's the big shot and a quick timeout for the Wildcats. So Greco hits a deep three. Her first bucket tonight makes it 34-30 Silver Lake at 6:23 to go in this third quarter. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, Silver Lake and Hayden, heavyweight showdown here in the girls 3A state semifinals. Goodland and Hexton, a 2-3 matchup coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Shout out again to the Riverside girls winning earlier today over Valley Heights out in Dodge City. Jake and Boz will have that championship game tomorrow, as Riverside for a second straight year in the 2A state title game, this time looking for that illustrious win. Out of the timeout, Silver Lake into the front court from right to left, leading 34-30. McDaniel inside, fadeaway Jay, pretty off the window. Emphasis to get it inside. McDaniel in double figures now with 10, and it's 36-30, Silver Lake. 2 minutes down and six to go here in the third quarter. Here's Sandstrom left side for Hayden. Grunert up top, thought about it, turns it down. Now Greco on the right wing. Here's Sandstrom dribbling in. Ramsey right corner. Back up top to Greco, right about where she hit that last three. Working on Haney, left side to Meyer. Meyer holding it high. Now Sandstrom at the point. Thought about it, turns it down. Now Ramsey wants to go to work. Gets it to Grunert on a curl. Now she drives, throws up a wild shot, hits the top of the backboard, and right into the hands of Haney, who wants to push. Haney into the front court. McDaniel left side, layup off the window. 12 now for McDaniel, and it's 38-30, largest lead of the game for Silver Lake. Making it look easy here in the first few minutes of the third quarter. Hayden again needs another big shot here. They go inside to Sandstrom. Double tipped away and a steal by Cabrin Kruger. Brings it up the front court herself. And then she had it knocked away. And bodies and Meyer diving on it. And a jump ball is going to give it back to the Wildcats. So good defense there from Meyer to force that jump ball and turnover. Fulton has checked back into the game for Hayden. We got 5:03 to go in this third. It's a 38-30 Silver Lake lead. They are plus six on the scoreboard here in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Here's Sandstrom around the screen. Little pick and roll action. Ramsey inside. Got it. 6 foot to 6 foot. Sandstrom the assist and Ramsey the deuce. Ramsey's got 13 leading the Wildcats in that department. It's 38-32. Here's Haney, left side on the wing. Wants a high ball screen from Dider. Curling, rolling, but kicks it into the corner. McKinley Kruger at three, a little strong, and Dider an offensive rebound. Here's Haney up top. Second chance opportunity for the Eagles. Over the top pass, and it goes a little too strong, and a much needed break there for Hayden as it's a turnover by the Eagles. Don't see many turnovers by Kalen Haney, but looking for the over-the-top pass to McDaniel inside, and too much on it. Bolin's checked back into the game. Worley in as well for Silver Lake. 4:15 to go. Clock moving. Third quarter. 38-32. Sandstrom a drive. Spins one up and spins out. No good. Here's Haney up the floor. Worley on the right wing. Gets by the defender. Kicks it to Bolin. She'll try. Little strong on a three. Greco the rebound at the free throw line. She'll push the tempo. Fulton diving in. Layup. Off the rim twice and falls off. Boy, Hayden's had some close ones that they wish they've had back here tonight. Here's Worley, left corner instead. Inside McDaniel. Muscles one. Oh, and that's halfway down and out. McDaniel's also had a couple that have rimmed in and out. Hayden catching a break there. Here's Greco driving, missing a shot, threw it over the backboard. But last touch by Worley and out of bounds. Silver Lake fans don't agree with that call, but Hayden will keep the possession. Exactly 3:30 left in the quarter. 38-32, the Silver Lake lead. They get it inside Ramsey real quick, and there's the foul. Ramsey goes down. She missed the shot. She'll shoot two. They get McDaniel for her second and the first team foul on the Eagles here in the quarter. Ramsey's had a good game at 13 points, leading all scorers in the game, and she's now 3 for 3 at the line. She makes the first and has 14. Cuts it to 5 at 38-33. And the second, no, and a rebound for McDaniel. So a 1-for-2 trip there for Ramsey. And Silver Lake's lead at 5 at 38-33 at 3:20 to go in the third. Here's Bolin at the elbow, bouncing at McDaniel inside. Lost it, but draws the body and the foul. The emphasis here in the quarter has been get the ball to McDaniel inside, and they have done a great job of that. Now she has a chance to add to the lead at the stripe. As they get this foul on Fulton, her first. But McDaniel missing the first free throw here. It's her first attempts at the line in the game. She's 45.6% on the year. That has been her one struggle. Trying to get one here. It's on the way, and she missed that one as well. Tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Silver Lake. So Hayden catching a break. McDaniel can't make him pay at the line. Stays 38-33. At 3:15 to go in the quarter. Winner moves on to the state championship game tomorrow night at 6:15. Loser plays at the 2 o'clock consolation final. Here's Fulton. Right side Ramsey. Deep three. Yes, it's nothing but net. And a motion from Amelia Ramsey. And a big swing there. She's got a game-high 17. And it's 38-36. It is a 6-0 run for the Wildcats. Haney drives, Kruger in the corner for three, believes McKinley Kruger, the last person you want to leave open in the corner, and she drills it. And a big shot for Silver Lake, gets it back to 41-36, a +5 advantage. Here's Fulton, nearly had it knocked away by Haney. And they get a foul on a drive attempt there. They give Haney that reach in, that is her second. And team foul number two. Here's Meyer at the free throw line. Works it left elbow. Pulls up a J and it's smooth. Riley Meyer now with 9, her first points of the second half, and it's 41-38. Eagles lead is 3. Just under 2:20 to go in this quarter. Here's Haney. Hesitation. Kicks it. Now Caber in a try. That one's a little bit strong. Ramsey the rebound. And they get a jump ball inside. And that'll give Silver Lake the basketball back. Hayden fans do not agree. There wasn't a lot to it there, but a quick jump ball call. And let's see if the Eagles can take advantage of this extra time of the possession. Here's Haney at the elbow, back to the bucket, trying to back down her defender. Kicks it left. Dider wide open for three. Drills it from the left wing. Kaylee Dider, a couple threes in the game. She's got six. And that's the lead at 44-38. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Big shot after big shot here for Silver Lake. Here's Meyer. Head of steam drive and a blocking foul. Dider, it was 50-50 advantage going to Hayden on that one. So again, Dider picks up her second. Fulton to throw it in. Here is Meyer for three, just barely grazed the rim. Hoosier grabbing it in the corner, and a second chance opportunity and a deflected pass out of bounds there by Cabrin Kruger. And Hayden will throw it in at far sideline in front of their own bench. 1:37 to go in the third. 44-38 Silver Lake. The Eagles 24-0. They were the last remaining 3A unbeaten by the time they played their 10th game of the year. Here's Sandstrom. Ball fake. Gets around the defender. Shot no. And a rebound, McDaniel. Here's Haney. Far sideline. Pushing a little bit of pace with the tempo. Dumps it to Cabrin. Shot up. Spins out. Rebound, McDaniel. She throws it up and in. Strong with the hands. And McDaniel now with 14. And it's 46-38. Largest lead tied again at 8. And a travel called against Fulton. And she turns it over. Momentum, Silver Lake right now with a minute four to go in the third. Greco back into the game here for Hayden, replacing Fulton, who just turned it over. So Silver Lake tied their largest lead of the game at 8. It is 46-38 as we have reached the final minutes of the third quarter. And a foul on the perimeter against Meyer as Dider was looking for McDaniel inside. Meyer picks up her first and team foul number three. Both teams with one foul to give in the final 54.6 seconds of the quarter. Here's Cabrin Kruger to throw it in, lobbing it into the backcourt here with Haney. Haney guarded by Greco into the front court. Spins around Greco, Dider. Ball fakes at the top of the key. Now looking for McDaniel inside, but Dider got bumped down and is fouled. For the second there on Greco and team foul number four. So the next foul on Hayden will put Silver Lake at the line. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. 46-38 Silver Lake trying to add to the lead and the momentum going into the fourth quarter. Haney splitting two. Floater with the right hand. It's an air ball. Had the great move but could not finish. So Hayden now a chance to chip in. Final 32 seconds of the quarter. Here's Meyer backing down at the free throw line. Needs to get rid of it. Does so. Ramsey, a good look for three. Short. It was on target. And McDaniel the rebound. Ramsey fell over. 20 seconds to go. Here's Haney trying to drive in. Kicks it back out. McKinley Kruger for three. It's an air ball. Tipped around. 13 seconds to go. And Cabrin saves it and dives over a chair. Here's Haney with 8 seconds. Looks at the clock. Now with five. Haney driving, kicking in the corner. Cabrin a three. Front rim, no. And that takes us to the end of the quarter. Silver Lake, the momentum with one quarter left. They lead it by 8. Number one, Silver Lake, 46. Number two ranked Hayden, 38. As we got another 8 minutes to go. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on KNZA.
At Electrical Specialists, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialists. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Silver Lake Bank was established in 1909 and is still in full operation at the original building on Railroad Street in Silver Lake. Silver Lake Bank cares about you, the consumer, with digital banking available, savings and investments, also business credit lines, or if you're needing to pick up a real estate loan. Contact Silver Lake Bank today at 785-582-4651 or visit their website at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. It's almost time
time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Kansaland Radio.
Fourth quarter, one more final run of 8 minutes to decide a berth in the state title game. Silver Lake with the lead at 46-38. Hayden in the opening possession. Here's Hoosier in the left corner. Dribbles in. Now kicks it out to Sandstrom. Sandstrom drives and a reach in foul. Think they get McKinley Kruger here. It'll be the first foul on either team in the quarter as we are just underway in the fourth. It is on McKinley Kruger, her second. Again, team foul number one. Greco to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. We've played 19 seconds of the fourth quarter. Silver Lake, their largest lead of the game here at eight. Here's Meyer, left side, nearly lost it. Picks it back up, gets it off to Sandstrom, top of the circle. One dribble left into the corner. Hoosier, an open look for three. It's an air ball, and right into the hand of Mackenzie McDaniel. First possession on offense here for Silver Lake, an 8-point lead early fourth. Here's Dider going inside. What an extended pass! And the accuracy is too real for Dider, somehow splitting three defenders. McDaniel an and one underneath. 16 for Mackenzie McDaniel. She'll have a chance for one more, and it's now a 10-point Silver Lake lead at 48-38. Silver Lake outscored Hayden 17-11 in the third. They've scored the first two of the fourth, and the free throw rattles out, and somehow Cabrin keeps it alive. Extra hustle and another possession here for Silver Lake with the 10-point lead. McDaniel again inside, layup good. Mackenzie McDaniel, 18 points. Hayden can't handle it inside, and it's now a 12-point Silver Lake lead. And a timeout for the Wildcats. No shock there. They need it. Silver Lake, all the momentum. It's a full. We'll step aside as well. Silver Lake 50, Hayden 38, early minutes of the fourth quarter. We're back after this on KMZA.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics.
KNZA.
Brandy Tabman here on KNZA from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Seth Tomlinson, our studio producer. Silver Lake building on their lead early in the fourth quarter against Topeka Hayden. Largest lead of the game for the Eagles at 12. It's 50-38 at 6:56 to go in the game, and Hayden desperately needed that timeout. And the next few minutes going to be absolutely crucial to see if Hayden is going to keep themselves around in this game and give them a chance down the home stretch. Trip to the state title on the line. Hayden looking for their first since 2004. Silver Lake's last title, 2016. Greco a drive off the window. No. Another McDaniel rebound. And here comes Haney into the front court as they slow the tempo with a 12-point lead. Hayden's had some good looks. They just can't finish. Drive and kick. A three by Dider. It's nothing but net again. Kaylee Dider, three threes and 9 points. And Silver Lake's lead is ballooned to 15 at 6:25 to go in the game. What a run here in the second half. Hayden's in trouble. They need to get a run going. Here's Meyer, a drive. And a shot, no, but a foul. It's going to be on the floor. And Hayden will throw it in underneath. They'll get Cabrin Kruger. That is her first. Or correction, the second foul against Cabrin Kruger. They get Meyer a look inside, but she missed it. Gets her own rebound. No, but she'll shoot two. Boy, two good looks from the left block, and Meyer has a chance now at the line. McDaniel picks up her third, and team foul number three. Meyer has 9 in the game, now 10. As she makes the free throw, makes it 53-39. Silver Lake's lead is 14. And Meyer goes 2-for-2 to get it to 13, and she's got 11. Avery Grunert's checked back into the game for the Wildcats, and it's crunch time now for Hayden as they are down by 13. 18 for Mackenzie McDaniel to lead the way. McKinley Kruger has 9 for the Eagles. Cabrin has 9. Kaylee Dider also with 9. She's hit some big threes in this game. Here's Haney. Down, bouncing it inside. McDaniel again. Too easy. 20 in the game for McDaniel. Cabrin Kruger the dime from left block to right block. And it's back to 15. 55-40. 5:45 to go in this one. Here's Meyer. A drive. Cabrin, great defense. Nearly forcing a turnover. Greco up top. She's open for three, and they had to have it. Greco, 6 points, her second three, and it's 55-43 at 5:28 to go in the game. Hayden had to have that shot, and Greco delivered a big one. Silver Lake's lead still double digits at 12. Here's a drive by Cabrin. Kicked out to the cousin. McKinley a three. Off the heel strong. Cabrin fighting for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds, and it goes back to the Wildcats. Boy, what hustle. As Cabrin came diving in from the right corner. Trying to land that rebound. And you could see just a little bit of an extra step here for Silver Lake against the Wildcats in the second half. A little bit quicker. Making the extra pass. Just a step ahead of the Wildcats here after a very even first two quarters. Hayden with the basketball, trailing Silver Lake 55-43. 5:05 clock moving, fourth and final quarter. Here's Greco, nearly had it knocked away by Kruger. Left side to Sandstrom. Gets a Ramsey screen, gets to the elbow, pick and pop. Not there this time. Sandstrom gets it back on the right wing. Starts a pass. Greco again will try and short this time on a three. McDaniel strong with the rebound inside the paint. Right back to Haney. 4:44 left in the game. Silver Lake by 12. Greco a near steal on Haney. Haney gets all the way under the bucket and kicks it back out. Dider again. Nice ball fake. Moves left. Here's Worley diving in from the left wing. They get it back up top to McKinley Kruger. Good time coming off the clock here for the Eagles in that 12-point lead. We're down to 4:20 to go. Here's McDaniel, left side. Worley thought about it, turns it down. They will reset again, and there's a whistle and a foul on Fulton up top. Good possession for the Eagles. They take a good chunk of time off the clock. We're down to 4:13. Just the second team foul against Hayden in the quarter, so they got two more to give. Here's Haney. Says, let's run. Thumbs down. Bouncing it right side. Dider on the wing. She's hit three threes. Don't want to give her that, but she is making the smart play along with her teammates here on this possession to waste some time in the lead. Haney drives. Floater. Leaning to her left and finishing with the right. Haney with a big one there. She's got nine, and it's 57-43, so they take up nearly a minute and get a bucket. Here's Sandstrom, a three. Another one they had to have, and they got it. Sandstrom, her first triple and her first points of the second half. And it's 57-46 and a timeout on the floor at 3:41 to go in the game. We'll step aside for a timeout. More after this here on KNZA.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State high school basketball coverage. The 2024 private treaty bull sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
KNZA.
Silver Lake, 3 minutes and 41 seconds away from punching a ticket to the state title game tomorrow night as they lead the Hayden Wildcats 57-46. It has been a very, very good second half for Silver Lake. This was a 29-27 halftime lead for the Eagles, and they got it to an 8-point advantage going into the fourth, and they have led by as many as 15 here in the fourth quarter. But right now, It is an 11-point game. Hayden has hit a couple of big threes here in the last couple minutes to really kind of keep a breath of fresh air alive, and there's a foul as Hayden is showing some pressure in the front, or in the full court, I should say. And Greco picks up her third and team foul number three. So each team with a foul to give, the final 3:39. Here's Haney getting the inbounds pass, man-to-man defense here. Looks like they're going to show a trap. McKinley to Cabron here, into the front court, backs it out, gets it off to Haney, left side on the wing deep. Greco defending, they hand it off to Dider on a curl. Little three-man weave action around the perimeter here. Now Haney another touch, spins, gets in the paint, sidesteps, flips it up, no, but draws the foul. And we'll shoot two. Execution level high for the Eagles down the stretch when they need it the most. They get Ramsey with their first, and Haney will shoot two. 9 points in the game for Haney. Short on the first free throw. Best free throw shooter on the team at 81.7%. Silver Lake as a team on the year, 60% at the line. Second up, that one spins in. One for two. She's got 10. 58-46, Silver Lake, 3:15 to go. Hayden needs another bucket here. Ramsey left side, Sandstrom deep on the wing left. Waist-high dribbles with the right hand, goes right. Ramsey now on the wing right. Works it back to the top of the key. Greco gets the handoff there. Gets it into the corner. Meyer a three, short, and a rebound for Haney. We're under 3 minutes to go in the game. Silver Lake with the ball and a 12-point lead. 58-46. And I mentioned the execution level on both ends of the floor. Here's McDaniel driving over the head pass. Haney, right side on the wing. Good time running. Now driving. Spins it around in the paint. Now gets it back to the top of the key. Here's McKinley McDaniel. Shovels it to Dider. Little shot. Good. Another great possession for the Eagles. Chucking up some time and getting two more on the board. Dider with 11. She's been big. And it's 60-46 at 2:20 to go. Hayden's got a push now. Here's Ramsey in the corner. Baseline drive. Shot rejected at the rim by McDaniel. And the Eagles get it up the floor. Quick dive here and a double team. And a foul against the Wildcats. At 2:07 to go. And it's team foul number five. Free throws for Haney. And the foul is on Greco, her fourth. Two more free throws here for Kaylin Haney. She's got 10 in the game. The lead is 14. Make it 15. What a second half for Silver Lake. 61-46 their lead at 2:07 to go. And the second is good. 12 in the game for Kaylin Haney, matching her total from yesterday's win against Haven. And the largest lead for Silver Lake at 16 at 2:03 to go. Boy, Hayden just has not found it here in the second half. Here is Meyer underneath, flips one up, no. Strong defense again for McDaniel, who's had a great second half on both ends of the floor. And there's a foul on Grunert at 1:48 to go. And this puts McKinley Kruger at the line for a pair. Kruger's been quiet in the second half, but she's got 10 in the game. First free throw up, first free throw good. She shoots it at the line with a 68.2% clip. She's got 11. 63-46. Second on the way, and the second is good. 12 in the game for McKinley Kruger. Final 1:45. It's an 18-point Silver Lake lead, closing in on a trip to the state championship game tomorrow night. Here's Ramsey. I got to throw something up. Deep three. Got it. Amelia Ramsey, she's been good in this one. She's got 20, and it's 64-49 as we're under 90 seconds to go in the game. Well, if you're not fouling now, it's precious time that's running off the clock. McKinley Kruger doubled near midcourt. And it's going to be a Silver Lake timeout. It's going to be a 30. Silver Lake 1:17 away from a trip to the state title game. They lead Hayden 64-49. Just a minute 17 again to go on this one. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. of Whiting. Brandon Tabman here in Hutchinson at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Seth Tollison, our studio producer here on KNZA. State title game tomorrow night will be at 6:15. And we will have it for you right here on KNZA. Silver Lake will take on either the winner of Goodland and Heston. Goodland, the two-time defending state champs. Boy, how great would it be to see Silver Lake and Goodland match up in the title game, because Silver Lake has been in the Final Four in each of the last three seasons, including this one. But the last 2 years, they have been eliminated in the semifinals, both times by Goodland, and the Cowgirls both times going on to win the state title. So it'll be a heck of a storyline. Out of the timeout, Eagles actually turn it over. They get a five-count called on them. And Hayden now with the possession, but they're down 15. Here's Sandstrom, top of the key. Down to a minute five. Now Greco. Sandstrom on the right wing. Got to get shots up quickly. Sandstrom throwing it up. Just kind of a turnaround shot. No. Dider, another rebound, and we're under a minute to go. And the Eagles into the front court with McKinley Kruger. Angles left, closing in on a double team, and dumps it back over the top. Silver Lake fans feeling it now. They get to their feet. Students chatting it up as well and supporting the team with 45 seconds to go. A pass was tipped out of bounds. So the Eagles now have to throw it in. Get it into Haney here at 64-49. See if Hayden calls off the dogs here. They may be doing so. Not fouling. Cabrin Kruger in the corner. Darts it back near midcourt. Haney bouncing it to McKinley Kruger here on the left side. Doesn't look like Hayden's going to foul anymore, as the Eagles will play keep away with now 21 seconds to go. The Silver Lake Eagles have been number one in the state for a majority of the season. They got matched up with number two, according to the KBCA, here in the second round. 5 seconds to go. It's all smiles for the Eagles. And the Silver Lake Eagles have done it. They have advanced to the 3A state championship game. Your final score at Silver Lake, 64, and Topeka Hayden, 49. It was a dominant second half for Silver Lake, as they are one win away from their first state championship since 2016. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. All Silver Lake, they get it done and get to the title game. We'll have more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call call Wilson Tire.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KNZA.
Back one final time here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Silver Lake girls dominant all year. It continued, more specifically, in the second half here in the semifinal against Topeka Hayden. Eagles led by just two at halftime, but they roll and win it 64-49. For the big second half once again, as the Eagles punch their ticket to a state title game tomorrow night. 6:15 will be that start time. Eagles at 25-0 and looking for, really, if they go on to win the state title, I'm just going to say they'll go down as one of the most dominant teams and most dominant seasons put together by any squad, any level, any classification, maybe in state history. As again, Hayden was the number two ranked team in the state according to the KBCA. And it was close in the first half, but again, ultimately a 15-point win for Silver Lake. Just the fifth opponent in now 25 games that has kept it to within 20 points against the Eagles. Our postgame again brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business. The recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. So again, we'll have this championship game tomorrow night here on KNCA, 6:15 for the start time. Silver Lake will take on the winner of the Goodland-Heston semifinal number two. That'll be the late game tonight, so we won't know until maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock or so who Silver Lake will be playing in that championship tomorrow night. Let's go through some of the numbers in this game. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Hayden led the game 13-10 at the end of the first quarter, but Silver Lake came back, had the two-point lead at the half. Silver Lake, again, just pretty much dominant execution on both ends of the floor. You could see it. There was a different step to them over Hayden in the second half. They outscored Hayden 17-11 in the third, 18-11 in the fourth quarter to win it 64-49. Shooting numbers in the game, Silver Lake finishing 23 of 48 for 47.9%. They hit 5 of 16 from 3. That's 31%, and they were good at the line, 13 of 17 for over 76%. Hayden, they struggled a little bit, and down the stretch as the second half, they were 4 of 13 in the third quarter and just 3 of 11 in the fourth quarter. Overall, they shoot 17 of 52, which is under 33%. They hit 8 of 20 from 3, which is good for 40%. They were also good at the line, finishing 7 of 9 in that category. Some other team numbers, points off turnovers, 8-7 favor of Hayden. Points in the paint, dominant again for Silver Lake, 34-18. Eagles advantage, points in the paint. Second chance opportunity points, 11-9 in favor of Silver Lake. And fast break points, 10-6 in favor of Silver Lake. Largest lead of the game, Silver Lake built it to as high as 18 in the fourth quarter. Hayden's largest lead was 5 in the second quarter. 12-0 run was the biggest run of the game for Silver Lake. They blew it open with that run early on in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake only led for 3 minutes plus in the first half, and they go on to lead it pretty much the entire second half in a dominant final two quarters. some of the individual numbers, as it was Mackenzie McDaniel who was monstrous in the second half. She finishes with a 20 points, 12 rebound double-double. She had three steals and three blocks as well. 12 points for Kaylin Haney. She had another eight-assist game. She did have three turnovers. Not usually what you see from her, but still a fantastic game. She added six rebounds as well. Also big games for McKinley Kruger. She had 12, struggled from three, just 1 of 6, but had 4 assists and a rebound as well. And then Kaylee Dider was also huge, 11 points, 9 total rebounds. She had 3 assists and a steal, as it was all 5 starters with all the scoring. Neither team had any bench points, as it was all 5 starters for both sides getting all the points there. Well, for Topeka Hayden, again, 20-5. They'll play for third place tomorrow at 2 o'clock. They got 20-7 rebounds from Amelia Ramsey. They got 11 points from Briley Meyer. They got 7 from Lauren Sandstrom. They got 6 from Norma Greco. And Avery Grunert finishing the game with 5 points. Now time for our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We're going to give it to Mackenzie McDaniel. She was sensational and efficient once again. 20 points, 12 rebounds. She was 10 of 15 from the floor. She added 3 steals and 3 blocks in 32 minutes of action. So Mackenzie McDaniel, our player of the game, the Emporia State commitment. Our player of the game, again, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that's going to do it for us here on KNZA. We will have a state championship game for you tomorrow night here in Hutchinson at 6:15. Top-ranked and number one Silver Lake at 25-0 will await the late winner of Goodland and Heston. Goodland at 21-3. Heston also with a record of 21-3. So again, we will not know until about 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock tonight, who Silver Lake will be playing in that state championship game tomorrow night here at Hutch at 6:15. But we will have it for you right here on KNZA. Again, our final score from the semifinal today, it's Silver Lake with a big win, 64-49, as they defeat Hayden and are now 1 win away from their first state championship since 2016. For Seth Tollison, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Tadman. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for state championship action right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.